Hey everyone, this is Derek Bros with the Conscious Resistance Network. And today I have a video that I think is going to be important in a number of different ways. It is a video of me asking a couple questions to a man named Sasha Stone, who I believe some of you will be familiar with. Others of you probably have no idea who he is. And if that's the case and you have no interest in what I'm about to say, then just wait for the next video. But mainly this video is aimed at those of you who are aware of who he is, maybe those of you who support him in his work already, are interested in, you know, the approaches he takes, and even some of you who have proposed that him and I should collaborate together or that we would be great friends and things of that sort. This past weekend, I was in Mexico, in Tulum, at an event called Tribalize, which was a great event. I was one of the keynote speakers on day one, and Sasha Stone was one of the keynote speakers on day three. He was taking questions in front of the entire audience. It was probably, I'd say, 90 people there in person, and he was getting ready to do his presentation. They were taking questions from the audience, and I decided I wanted to ask him a question in front of the entire audience there. I had thought about doing an interview with him one-on-one, sitting down, talking to him, and I was still open to doing this, but ultimately, after doing some research into his work and some of the things he said, I thought, you know what? This might actually be better served if we ask this question in front of everybody, as opposed to simply just asking it, you know, one-on-one in an interview, which again, I would be happy to ask him these questions. But namely, it was the fact that there was people in the first two rows of the event who were, I don't know how to put it other than entranced by Sasha Stone. He's a passionate speaker. People were really excited about it. I even had people who liked my talks and who liked my work came up to me and said, "Hey, did you see what this guy's saying? He's saying some great stuff." I, on the other hand, was a bit more skeptical. And we're going to get into all that and more in just a moment. But first, I want to remind you guys to visit theconsciousresistance.com. Theconsciousresistance.com. Guys, this is my home for all of my content. You can find everything I've been posting for the last 10 years now. It's been 10 years since I launched this. Podcasts, interviews, essays, articles, my books. You can support us with t-shirts. You can also scroll down here or on any of our pages and see our advertisement for the Above Phone, which is made by my buddy Ramiro Romani. It's his company, Above Agency. They are helping people get off big tech phones. They're working on computers. So many of our people in our community, truth community, health freedom, sovereignty, whatever you want to say, they understand the need to grow food. They understand the need to get the kids out of the school, to consider alternative financial systems and things of that sort. But they're doing all this while using Google devices, while using Amazon or using Apple, et cetera, et cetera. It can be difficult, Microsoft, it can be difficult to get away from big tech, but Ramiro's company, the Above Phone, abovephone.com, they're definitely helping people do that. So I encourage you to check all of that out. Now, you go to theconsciousresistance.com and you'll see this post for today's topic, questioning Sasha Stone about his promotion of false hopium. And we're going to play a number of videos here in just a moment. But again, I want to preface this by saying this is not meant to be a sort of attack on Sasha Stone, really, to any degree. This is not meant to say, hey, you're either with him or with me. Let's divide the movement. Let's create drama, that kind of stuff. None of those things. In fact, there were people at Tribalize, a couple of people I met who were very excited about myself and Sasha Stone getting connected. And I want to say thank you to those out there who may see this. I appreciate your kind words. I know they wanted for Sasha and I to connect and maybe for some magic sparks to fly and for something wonderful to come out of it, especially because Sasha has apparently recently moved to Mexico, where I spend part of the year, and is talking about building a community out in Mexico. And that's another reason that I'm concerned and I wanted to know about this. The only experience I have with Sasha Stone is looking up some of his past work. I've seen the International Tribunal for Natural Justice. I know that he did a 5G documentary called the 5G Extinction Event, as did I. Mine was called the 5G Trojan Horse. And I've been somewhat familiar with those things, but beyond that, I haven't really looked into his work. I will say that I haven't really been that interested, because the things that I have seen have been, I would say, less than factual. I think the 5G documentary was a lot of speculation and fear mongering and kind of, you know, the end of the world is here, where with my documentary, I took a very fact-based, objective approach. Obviously, I'm biased in it, but you can go ahead and watch the 5G Trojan Horse and watch the 5G Extinction Event and see what you think. At the end of the day, it's not a competition, but I am a journalist. And as a journalist, I see myself as needing to stick as close to the facts and objectivity as possible. If I make any speculation, I make it clear that those are my thoughts, those are my feelings, those are my opinions, that it's not you know, that it's not the facts. I try not to confuse the people with that. So with all that said, I went into this event thinking, okay, maybe Sasha and I will have an interview and I'll get to ask him about some of the questions, some of the concerns people have raised about him, which I'll get into in a moment. And as I was listening to him speak and I was doing some research, I was sitting in the room on my computer doing some research, I started to realize that he is one of the people who has promoted Donald Trump in a number of different ways, has promoted QAnon, now maybe not directly by saying QAnon, but what I call QAnon adjacent theories. And what I mean by that is promoting the idea that there are good guys coming to save us, whether that's Donald Trump, whether that's Ron DeSantis or Bernie Sanders or Obama or Joe Biden or any of these people. It's false hopium. And he might not be saying the name QAnon, but he's saying that there's white hats. And white hats, this term comes out of hacker culture, the idea of a white hat hacker, somebody who hacks for positive, good reasons, benevolent reasons. And there are plenty of people who seem to buy into this idea. He is one of the people who's been pushing it since at least 2017, 2018, all the way up till 21, 22, possibly. I didn't watch every single video he's ever done, but I did do a good amount of research, and I see things where he's saying, Trump is the light of Christ. Trump is the savior. I love Trump. All these kinds of ideas. So I chose to ask him this question in front of the audience, and let's go ahead and play that clip right now, and then I'll get back to you. This clip picks up after I have already asked the question. So you'll hear him starting to answer. You'll also hear me kind of interrupt for a moment and say, hey, Sasha, I just looked this up, because he denies what I'm asking. And so check this out. We'll be right back.
3 or 4 years, there's been interviews and videos where you promoted the idea that Donald Trump is a savior or something. Or
no, never said he was a savior.
You looked up a quote right now. Also
yes, as was Adolf Hitler.
As was Adolf Hitler. Question, yes. And promoting the ideas of QAnon that there was a...
No, never did that.
Absolutely. No. On your videos. No. I'm just curious if you no. still believe some of those.
No, I'm not going to go into the answers impolite, thank you. I don't promote QAnon. I never did promote QAnon. What I do as a journalist, if you pay attention respectfully, Derek, if you pay attention to my work...
Watch
videos. Okay, kindly let me finish. If you pay attention to my work in broadcasting and in so-called journalism, it's open source, it's done freely and in service to bring the dialectic forward. So I don't take a position. Donald Trump, I actually publicly removed my support of, because there was this emergent thing that I was a massive advocate. I was an advocate of the executive pen of Donald Trump when he was in power and when he was outlawing certain elements connected to human trafficking and a bunch of other executive presidential orders, which I thought were highly enlightening, as well, obviously, as his attack against mainstream media. Whether that was a kind of counter-controlled narrative or not, I don't really care. The fact is, it was the Achilles heel, and it started the collapse of mainstream media idolatry. But QAnon, I have never endorsed. I've met multiple agents of QAnon and SQ and all the rest of it. No, not my thing. I've spoken to other advocates and activists and said, guys, step back from this. But what I will do on my news show is I will allow those voices to come on and be heard. And I actually have a duty of care to do that. And my producers have a duty of care. So I tend to allow both sides of the equation on. I naturally get sullied there, and then things get taken out of context, and I get rocks at the head, which is the one thing I'm very good at doing. Is taking rocks at the head. I thank you for the question, but no, I've never believed Trump was the salvation. In fact, I believe he's a Luciferian, if you want to know the truth. Ask me the question. But I don't think being a Luciferian is a bad thing.
So we're going to move on. We're here talking about community.
All right, so that was Sasha Stone answering sort of my question. Now, to be fair, he said that he's never talked about QAnon, and again, maybe he doesn't say those words, but as I'm going to show you now in some clips here, what he speaks about is very similar to those kinds of claims. Also, a couple of points. He calls himself a journalist, and I also call myself a journalist. I am a journalist. I don't believe that you need a journalism degree to be a journalist, but at the same time, that doesn't mean everybody's a journalist. People who are making YouTube videos or BitChute videos aren't necessarily inherently journalists, especially if they don't stick to journalistic ethics like facts. So, two things there. He says that he never said that Donald Trump was a savior. We're going to disprove that in 2 seconds. He also made some weird statement about, I actually think Donald Trump's a Luciferian, but I don't think it's a bad thing to be a Luciferian. Maybe somebody else should ask him about that. I didn't have time to follow up. But overall, he got defensive. He claimed that I was being dishonest, that I was rude. My friend, one of the organizers, Brad, he got a little upset. And thank you again for letting me be there. Thank you for honoring who I am and letting me do what I do as a journalist. And if there was ever any hope that I would work with Sasha Stone, I have to build a certain level of trust. And for me, that's about accountability, especially when this man is up there speaking, saying we need to act in right action. We need to do this thing and that thing. And then at the same time, he turns around and lies. When given the opportunity, he could have clearly said, yes, I did support Donald Trump at a different point. He kind of said, well, I pointed out some good things he did with the executive pen because of things I liked he was doing with human trafficking, which we're going to look into in just a second. But ultimately, though, he still did support Trump. And he even tried to play off like, as a journalist, I have a duty to interview people with different opinions and values, and I never take a position. It's just me giving, you know, perspective. And I can totally understand that as a journalist who does that, who interviews people that I don't necessarily always agree with, and giving alternative perspectives, I get that. But that's not what he was doing. So let's look just for a moment at even the claim that what Trump was doing under his time, which a lot of people still believe, was helping human trafficking. Here's a report I did July 2019. Have human trafficking prosecutions increased under Trump? And I explore this claim of human, sex, and or child trafficking trafficking prosecutions having increased under Trump. And I look at it, and guess what? It's not true. But you can go back and find that out for yourself. So that's my first thing here. Again, this is not trying to make something personal, attacking him for anything beyond his words, right? I'm not going to try to judge him, his character, or any of these sort of things. I want to stick to just the facts. I asked him a question about his support of Donald Trump and QAnon ideas. He explicitly denied that he did such a thing. And again, whether or not he says QAnon, he's just like David Wilcock and Benjamin Fulford and some of these people who make claims about this whole behind-the-scenes drama, this novella playing out between the good guys and the bad guys. And if you just sit around and wait, the good guys are going to fix it. And it's just, I think it's just garbage, right? So let's get into a couple more clips, though, to prove what I'm saying. The first clip I want to play is just a short one that shows that this is an interview Sasha did with somebody, and this is him essentially saying that China and Russia are the good guys. They're trying to give us traditional Chinese medicine. And clearly there is mainstream propaganda trying to turn us against Russia, and Putin's responsible for every bad thing in the world. But at the same time, you don't need to go to the other extreme and say Putin's a hero, he's saving all of us, and let's ignore all the injustices and the lack of freedom of press and things like that. Or China's here to save the day because they have traditional Chinese medicine. Let's ignore that they're building, they have a massive surveillance police state, that they're the technocratic model for the rest of the world. But just listen to this clip and you'll see what I'm talking about.
But the idea that Russia is a problem politically and strategically, that's something which people need to get over in their own mindset. Oh, yeah. That's a game that's been played out for us, you know.
It just such a mind twist to just pure manipulation through the media system.
Absolutely. And the Chinese are wanting to broadcast TCM, or traditional Chinese medicine, to the world. That's how they want to conduct war against the West, is with truth, with good old treatments and cures that extend life and eradicate disease. Oh. So you've got good Russian technology, good Chinese technologies, and that's what we should be looking at those great big super states for sure.
Okay, so let's go to two more clips. These are in relation to some claims that Sasha made again about Trump being a good guy and this idea that the 5G towers that Trump installed under his administration, that he somehow turned them into good towers. So check this out.
What do you think about this idea that Trump is rolling out the 5G network and in some way it's safe?
I'm a huge fan of Donald Trump, and I'm unapologetically so. Okay. Huge fan. I'm as much of a fan of Donald Trump as I am of Vladimir Putin. And I hate politics, all politics. But these two archetypes incarnated are just, for me, the greatest double act that I could have wished for as a long-standing 21-year political activist and frontline activist, right, for me to see the real dynamics. I'm not talking about the bullshit that comes onto the, you know, the Herald or the Telegraph or the BBC or the CNN. That's I'm not seeing any of that stuff. The real brushstrokes of politicking and diplomacy that are going on behind the scenes and under the table, the chess that's being played is, for me, exquisite. I know enough about power and power play and diplomacy to know that what I'm seeing is majestic and extreme.
We're seeing under the Trump administration clear skies for the first time in a long time.
We're seeing a whole lot of beautiful stuff emerging, right? Simple as. And we're seeing the death rattle of this kind of demonic voice of idiocy.
Now, I want to direct you back to my website. If you search Trump and 5G, just look at these top three reports that I did back in 2019. One is February 2019, Donald Trump embraces 5G as 5G concerns pile up. He was promoting 6G even. Then in April, I did QAnon and Edge of Wonder, which is a former YouTube channel who promoted the heck out of QAnon, claimed that Trump made 5G safe. So again, even though he's not saying QAnon, other people who believe QAnon are saying the exact same thing, that somehow these towers are safe. Then we got Trump partners with big telecom to speed up 5G rollout. He did the exact opposite. Trump helped bring 5G out, and he did so, expanded it even during COVID-19 with the CARES Act. But Sasha and people want us to believe that since they can't deny that Trump is bringing in 5G, they're saying that he somehow has neutralized it. It's going to be only Tesla safe towers. Here's one more clip to emphasize the point.
So you do believe that these towers are going to be protected in a similar technology?
My takeaway on this, and
because the Russians, he's got, you know, a connection there.
Oh yeah, big time. I don't believe for one second. Number one, Vladimir Putin banned 5G 6 days ago. Okay, done. Yes. He did it 6 days. It's banned in Russia. I think he's kept two or three frequencies open for military communications, for covert communications.
Sounds but like an evil supervillain. You know, get rid of that.
He's foundationally banned 5G. That happened last week. You can put that in the bank. Donald Trump, in my view, and part of what I believe to be the genius of the man, is that he appears to be allowing the private sector to roll out the multi-billion dollar infrastructure investment so the government doesn't need to. And let the private sector do the investment into this superstructure, this huge infrastructure, and then the Pentagon will override the frequencies and impose affirmative or Tesla-based frequencies on the day, which they can do. And if you study the executive orders, you can see that they've already begun to provision for the Pentagon to be able to override the telecom frequency values that are released at any given time. So to my mind, that's all we're seeing. We're seeing a clever permission of the inner private sector to make the investment, but it'll be overridden. And I don't believe the weaponized 5G will be released. But again, don't put that in the bank. I still think right now we've got to seriously mitigate two things. One, we've got to try to mitigate our own exposure to these harmful ionized, non-ionized radiation.
Okay, and then a final clip that I'll have is Sasha discussing how in a second Trump administration, which we're told was apparently going to come, there was going to be Nuremberg trials where the good guys were going to get the bad guys and we're going to round them up and hold them accountable. Again, this is the same narrative that's been told by people like David Wilcox since the early 2000s, even to the 90s, Benjamin Fulford, and then picked up and repackaged by the QAnon PSYOP that good guys are here to save the day, tribunals are coming, mass arrest, etc., etc. It's all garbage, my friends. The fact that he is pushing this is for me, it's alone to enough to say, like, I don't trust this guy. But then further, when I ask him to his face in front of a group of people, he denies it. And I believe that the reason he denied it is because this event was mainly a spiritual, conscious, permaculture, entrepreneur event. These weren't right-wingers that Sasha seems to be more favorable to. He's gone on a tour recently called the Arise USA Tour with other Trump supporters. And again, I'm not saying just because you're a Trump supporter, you got everything wrong. But if you still think Trump's a good guy, you're not paying attention. And for that matter, if you think Ron DeSantis is a good guy, if you think Joe Biden's a good guy, if you think any of these. But yet, despite all that, Sasha was pushing this a couple of years ago. So check out this quick clip.
The way in which the Nuremberg trial will happen now is going to be a slow process, probably 2 or 3 years. I imagine that the second term of Donald Trump is almost certainly going to be presiding over a kind of global Nuremberg trial where you're going to see all of the evil corporatocracy, all of the highly corrupted international leadership, including representatives to the United Nations, these kind of career technocrats who themselves have all been involved in pushing the pen, signing the papers, and compacting all of this evil enterprise through the World Trade Organization, the World Health Organization, the Bank of International Settlements, the IMF, and so on and so on. So that is going to happen, but you're not going to see an Obama or a Clinton or a big Hollywood star necessarily facing any show trial.
And again, I'm not here to say that we're all right all the time. He could have answered me honestly and said that, look, I did believe this. I was wrong. You know, I made some misjudgments, my information, my intel, whatever. But he wants to maintain this allure that he has some sort of inside information. And as far as I can tell, this is because he plays the role of the alleged white hat. Now, I want to show you a couple of clips, that a couple of videos and a document here, which are part of the reason people have mistrust for Sasha Stone. Let's go ahead and look at this one. This is called the Millennial Development Goals. And if you can see the date, it is from March 17th, 2009. Let me zoom out a little bit. At the United Nations General Assembly Hall, the Millennial Development Goals Awards. So this is, I'll share this document. All of this is linked on theconsciousresistance.com. But let's just search Sasha Stone real quick within these documents and see what pops up. He was involved in this Millennial Development Goals. He was a part of a nonprofit organization called Humanitad, and he was the executive producer of the Millennial Development Goals, the Millennial Development Goals with the United Nations through this nonprofit, allegedly. And for those who don't know, the Millennial Development Goals were actually the predecessor to the Sustainable Development Goals, Agenda 2030. Now, some of you might feel like that alone is enough to disqualify him. Well, he worked in some relation to the United Nations in one way or the other. Therefore, we shouldn't trust him at all. I'm not necessarily saying that. Again, his claim is that he likes to say, like, he went down into the basement of the UN and discovered it's all evil. And now he's out and he's, you know, sharing truth. I don't know. I'm not here to say you shouldn't trust him just based on his involvement with the Millennium Development Goals. But I do think it's a piece of information that is relevant that we shouldn't just ignore. So you do what you will. Here's another report that was sent to me by some friends. Again, I haven't watched this. I'm not vetting it. I'm not vouching for it. You watch it, see what you think. Some people are claiming his name is Simon Adams, that he's part of the Rockefeller bloodline. Haven't watched it. It's 30 minutes. I'll link it below if you want to check it out. Another one from Hugo Talks, who sometimes does good work and sometimes does a lot of speculation, just promoting garbage and insinuation and guilt by association, including about me, never specifically naming me, but showing pictures of me. Oh, this person spoke at this event and was part of this podcast and this and that. So take it with a huge grain of salt. But it does show the connections that people have to Sasha via something that he created a while back called the Academy of Divine Knowledge, which was only briefly around and then it fell apart and doesn't seem to be a thing. Now, some people look at the Academy of Divine Knowledge and they see different symbols, like you can see right here on screen. That's the symbol for what was the Academy of Divine Knowledge. This is coming from another video from somebody called Grain of Salt. Again, I'll put these links. You judge for yourself. I know some of you are scared of symbols you don't understand. I don't think that symbol is enough to say it's a satanic thing. But at the same time, and also I'll say this, I've put out reports talking about New Age and occultism and the difference. You can find that on the Conscious Resistance, the differences between occult, New Age, etc. And as I said in that report, I think a lot of you, especially tending to be Christians, who are afraid of different traditions and religions and things you don't understand, you throw that word around too easily and you just label things you don't get New Age. But with that said, I do think Sasha Stone fits the term New Age. Now, is that a New Age deception? That depends on your personal view. I do think, though, the way he uses lots of buzzwords, just like when you look at the United Nations and World Economic Forum, you learn that they use buzzwords and you learn that you have to look past that to see the real truths. That has been my experience with Sasha Stone. I think that he does use a similar tactic, lots of big fluffy language. But for my personal taste, when you get past that and you look at it, there's not much substance there. Maybe others feel differently. The reason I wanted to put out this video, again, is not to try to create some kind of war or unnecessary drama, because we got enough things to worry about. But it's to say, if you follow this man, if you listen to him, and if you know anything about his previous projects in Bali, reach out to me. I'd like to know what happened to his land project in Bali, if it just didn't work out, or if there's something more to that, because now he's in Mexico and trying to build a community. And if there is any danger of people being scammed or ripped off, or if this man is just not who he says he is, and you have information, I want to share that, and I want to warn other people who might potentially fall victim to that. If there's none of that, and this is just me judging somebody because they changed their mind from Trump supporter to not Trump supporter, and for whatever reason he chose to lie and not be honest about it, then so be it. But at the very least, I've done my bit to put this information out there, and you guys can decide for yourself what it means. So all the links are at theconsciousresistance.com. Check out them there. I hope you've enjoyed this video. Please, 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 I'm looking forward to your comments. Until next time, my friends, remember, it's important to be discerning, to be critically thinking, to question your assumptions, to question your beliefs, and question the people around you. Don't put anybody on a pedestal, including me, and don't blindly follow people. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free. Peace.
Since 2012, the Conscious Resistance Network has been an independent media organization focused on empowering individuals through education, philosophy, health, and community organizing. We work to create a world where corporate and state power do not rule over the lives of free human beings. Our motto is leading by example and helping others in their pursuit of freedom. Visit theconsciousresistance.com to find our articles, documentaries, interviews, podcasts, books, and more. Remember, you are powerful, you are beautiful, and you are free.